women everywhere in the world who die in childbirth die from basically the same set of causes, mostly direct obstetric causes, things like bleeding or hemorrhaging, infection, obstructed labor. We know the medical interventions that will save a woman's life if she has one of those complications. The big, big issue is getting those medical interventions to the women who need them, ensuring that women in remote rural areas, women who perhaps don't have the money to get to a facility, much less get into the facility, pay for the services, to make sure women in that position get access to life-saving care. And there's no question that the current number of surgeons and surgical technicians in Mozambique cannot meet the enormous need for emergency obstetric care.
I mean, there are 26 obstetricians in Mozambique. 14 of them are in the central hospital in Maputo. And I think only about three or four are actually out in the rural area. The role of the non-physician clinician has always been there in many of these countries. That's not new. The surgical midwife, yes, that is new. And that will change. But what that would do is strengthen what's already happening. It doesn't displace doctors in any way because they're just simply not there.
Lynn, you mentioned that there's this new energy addressing maternal mortality. Can you speak about this new energy, where it's come from, and why now?
Well, I think maternal mortality has certainly risen to the top of the development agenda, helped enormously by the fact that it is one of the Millennium Development Goals. The Millennium Development Goals are a set of 8 goals that the UN General Assembly passed at the turn of the millennium in the year 2000 to guide poverty reduction efforts in the world in the coming millennium, or at least the coming 15 years. But they also include 3 health goals. One is HIV, TB, and malaria. Another is to reduce child mortality. And MDG 5 is to improve maternal health, with 2 goals. One is to reduce maternal mortality by 75%. And the second is to have universal access to reproductive health services. So that has put maternal mortality itself on the health and development agenda.
So perhaps if I can just talk to what's happening in Mozambique at that. What we see is, first of all, a very high-level commitment to reducing maternal mortality. And there's commitment to strengthening in rural areas the health systems, and then also to recognizing this sort of continuum of care from when the woman first becomes pregnant, or even before she becomes pregnant, to make sure that young girls are adequately fed, that there is family planning accessible.
How will that later on affect the health of the entire system?
Well, there's no question that a huge proportion of newborn deaths are actually attributable to the things that happen during pregnancy and delivery. We certainly want to make sure we pay attention to and care about the woman herself and her survival. But we also acknowledge that the survival and life of a newborn is very closely linked to what happens to the mother, and indeed the life, well-being, and survival of the rest of her family, not just the baby she's giving birth to right then. The ramifications of maternal death or maternal survival go well beyond just her children. It's her family, it's her community, it's productive work for the country, and it's her own right to be a participating member of her society.
Thank you, Lynn, and thank you, Helen.
Our pleasure.
It is a pleasure. Thank you.